This is the first miracle that Jesus performed.
我们一起来看约翰福音第二章。
Let's refer to John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章第一节到十一节。
John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11.
这段经文里面在讲到在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席。
This passage talked about a wedding that was in Cana of Galilee.
耶稣的母亲也在那里。
The mother of Jesus was also there.
应该是他们的亲戚或朋友。
It's probably their relatives or friends.
那所以耶稣和他的门徒呢也被请去赴宴席。
Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding.
那第三节说到酒用尽了。
Verse 3 says that they ran out of wine.
所以他的母亲就跟耶稣说他们没有酒了。
So the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no more wine.
诶，那耶稣的母亲似乎知道耶稣会做什么事。
The mother of Jesus seemed to know that Jesus would do something.
因为耶稣没有行，这是第一件神迹，之前没有。
Because this was really Jesus' first miracle.
也许他的母亲只是把一个问题抛给耶稣。
And maybe because the mother was just really asking a question of him.
那或许知道他要做什么。
Or maybe she knew what he would do.
因为耶稣是天上的神。
Because Jesus is a God of heaven.
那他从小就表现出与众不同的一种特质出来。
Ever since he was young, he was already different.
他也是一个他母亲眼中的乖孩子。
He was also a very obedient child in his mother's eyes.
但是他必定有一些期待。
But there must be some expectation there.
但是耶稣的回答说 是说母亲，我与你有什么相干？我时候还没有到。
Jesus replied, however, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come.
那么耶稣这样的回答也是很特别。
This actually was a very unique or special response.
怎么用这样的方式回答自己的母亲？
Why would he use such a way to respond to his mother?
这时候他讲的话其实也很有，也很，就是说他感觉到他角色似乎是有一个变化。
He seemed to portray that there was a change in his role.
所以玛利亚时常把耶稣的话放在心里，反复的思想。
Mary often put the words of Jesus in her heart and thought about it over and over.
因为她知道她自己的儿子是天上的神。
Because she knew that her son is the God of heaven.
那既然有这样的认知，我觉得这样的回答就比较能够接受。
If she had that kind of acknowledgement. then this response was probably receivable.
那么这个他母亲就没有再跟他讲，就对佣人说，他若告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
So his mother did not say any more to Jesus. Instead, she said to the servant, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
在这个好像都很有默契的感觉哈。
It seems like they have some type of mutual understanding of each other.
他们接得很好，耶稣回答的跟玛利亚的反应好像都是很有默契。
The response of Jesus, the reaction of the mother, they all seem to belong to the same mutual understanding.
似乎有奇迹要出现了。
And it's as if there was a miracle that was about to happen.
那么第六节他在介绍说犹太人洁净的规矩有六口石缸摆在那里。
In verse 6, it explained that in the Jewish custom, there were six water pots of stone being set there.
那石缸是不小的，有可以盛两三桶的水。
These water pots were not small. They can actually contain about 20 or 30 gallons apiece.
耶稣这时候就吩咐佣人了。
At this time, Jesus told the servants,
因为他母亲已经交代佣人了。
Also, beforehand, the mother had already told the servants,
耶稣就知道时候要到。
And Jesus knew that his time was near.
他就交代佣人把缸倒满了水。
So he said to them, fill the water pots with water.
就这么简单把六口石缸都倒满了。
And that was how simple it was. They just filled the water pots with water.
那他就说然后他倒完他就说那你现在就舀出来送给那个管宴席的吧他就会处理了。
After that, he said, draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast, and he would take care of it.
他们就把这送去了。
And then they did so.
结果管宴席的喝了这个水变的酒啊，结果呢，他不知情。
When the master of the feast had tasted that water that was made wine, he actually did not know what happened.
我不知道那个抬水的、舀水的这个佣人啊，他不知道是什么样的心情。
He did not know how the servant that brought the wine out was feeling.
我把水拿去给这管宴席的喝，啊，这耶稣交代的。
I brought the water from Jesus to give to the master of the feast.
哎，这到底要搞什么把戏呀？
And what really is going on here?
哎，结果呢，他看到这个管宴席的反应啊，真是很大吃一惊。
But he was surprised at the reaction of the master of the feast.
因为他马上叫新郎来。Because
he immediately called the bridegroom.
他不是把他骂一顿，说你现在拿这个水来骗我，是不是？
He didn't say that. Are you trying to use water to trick me?
结果他来是跟他这么抱怨。Instead,
he was complaining to him.
原来你把好酒都给他藏起来，你看没酒了才把好的拿出来哈。
Actually, what you've done was you've hidden the good wine until the very end.
真的太不够意思了。
And you actually are not doing what supposed to be.
每一个人都马是把最好的先拿出来，大家来请这个客人。
Everyone always brings out the best wine at the beginning.
等大家喝得满意了，然后才拿出比较差劲的出来。
And when people are already satisfied and drunk, then we bring out the inferior wine.
你真的不够意思，你把好酒放到现在哈，才没有办法才把人家拿出来哈。
But why would you do this? You have kept the good wine until now.
这个新郎也莫名其妙的挨了这一顿。
The bridegroom probably was scolded for no reason.
那这是耶稣所行的第一件的神迹。
This was the first miracle that Jesus performed.
那在后面十一节说到，
At the later part of verse 11 it says,
显出他的荣耀，
manifested his glory.
让他的门徒就相信他了。
And his disciples believed in him.
这真的是没有办法来这个 否定的事实。
This is a fact that cannot be denied.
耶稣行这神迹就是要把这个事实表明出来。
Jesus performed this miracle so that this fact can be manifested.
他要显出他的荣耀，来表明他就是神的儿子。
He was to show his glory, confirming that he was the Son of God.
让所以这些门徒虽然跟随耶稣，但是他还没有真亲眼看到这样的一种证据。
Even though his disciples follow him, they had not seen such proof.
那从这一段的这个事迹里面呢，我们也来做一番的思考。From
the matters of this incident, we can reflect.
这个迦拿的婚宴可以说是成功的婚宴。This
wedding in Cana was considered a successful wedding.
因为差一点就漏气了，差一点就失败。It
would have been a very shameful one.
因为万一真的没有酒了，对他们来说真的是很失礼的事情。
If they really ran out of wine, that would not have been very presentable.
我想说，这个管宴，这个主人难道他不知道要预备充足吗？
I was thinking, would the owner, would the host really not know to prepare enough?
像管宴席的说啦，你好酒不多没关系，但是你那个比较差的，至少要无限量供应，让大家都不要说喝到没酒了，这个不可能有这种事情。
Just like what the master of the feast had pointed out, that maybe you don't have that much good wine, but you should have a lot of inferior wine enough to feed everyone.
但是连那个不好的都把它喝光了，你看这是什么状况啊？
But even the inferior wine were used up. So what kind of situation was it?
这个主人一定要先做好计划。
The host must need to plan it sufficiently.
我预计要有多少人会来。
We need to project how many people are coming.
那万一我还要再把它多个多少，然后呢才会不会出状况。
In case there are additional guests, and I need to have sufficient materials.
在规划一场宴席啊。
In planning a banquet.
有时候就像在规划我们的人生的这个缩影一样。
It's kind of like planning our own life.
我们的人生也需要计划。
We also need life planning.
但是计划是不是能够成功？
But whether a plan is going to be successful or not.
重点是在于神的成全。
The key is whether God fulfills it.
这世界上有这个有人成功，有人失败。
In this world, there are people who are successful and those who fail.
但是每一个人都希望成功。
But everyone wishes to be successful.
只是有些人他有机会，有些人没有机会。
It's just that some have the opportunities and some do not.
传道书九章的十一节就是这么说到。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11 it says,
这所临到众人的是在乎当时的机会。
What comes upon men is the opportunities of the moment.
所以快跑的他不一定会得赢。
So those who run fast may not always be victorious.
力战的也不一定得胜。
And those who fight may not also win.
我们的计划是我们的本分。
Our planning should really be our responsibility.
我们如果没有计划是没有机会成，就算机会来了也不会成功的啦。
If we do not plan, even if the opportunities present themselves, we would not be successful.
但是我们的计划却不是成功的保证。
But our planning is not the guarantee of our success.
必须要有神的成全。
It must be fulfilled by God.
雅各书里面就这么说到。
In the book of James, it mentioned.
你们有人说明天或明年要去哪里，要做什么生意？
Some of you say tomorrow or next year we will go to such and such place or do certain business.
其实明日如何你还不知道。
But we do not know what tomorrow is.
因为我们好像一片云雾一样，出现稍时就不见了。
We are like a piece of cloud that only exists for a period of time and it disappears.
人的生命就是这样子。
This is the lives of men.
但是我们只要说主若愿意，我们可以做这，也可以做那。
But we shall say if the Lord wills, we can do this or that.
那我们才能够有机会来追求成功。
That's when we have the opportunities to pursue success.
对我们每一位基督徒而言。
Toward each of us who are Christians.
我们追求这个我们的成功。When, 在这个世上的成功也是荣耀神的一种方式。
When we pursue success in this world, it is also a way to glorify God.
那所以我们从这里可以看出成功的有三个要点。
From here, we can see that there are three factors for success.
第一个就是耶稣有受邀请赴这个宴席啊。
The first is that Jesus was invited to attend this banquet.
耶稣没有缺席是最重要的原因啊。
The fact that Jesus was not absent was the most important factor.
耶稣如果缺席就没有机会了。
If Jesus was absent, there was no such opportunity.
我们可能会把这个成功看在那个酒上面。
We may look at the success itself onto the wine.
因为酒救了这个宴席让它能够完美的画上句点。
Because there was enough wine, the wedding itself seemed to have a very beautiful ending.
但我们要知道，真正的能够画上完美的句点，是因为耶稣出席。
But we need to know that the reason why the wedding was so beautifully ended was because of the presence of Jesus.
所以我们也会把我们人生的成功看在我们现在所拥有的得到的一些事物上面。
Sometimes we also attribute our success to what we possess nowadays.
我们可能忽略了主耶稣基督的一个他的存在。
We may have ignored the presence of Christ.
其实在很多时候
Actually, in many times,
我们在这个我们生活中，不论是我们要分享的，或者是我们要做选择的事情
，whether it's something that we share or something that we need to make choices of in life，
你要记得，耶稣是绝对不可以缺席的。
We need to remember that Jesus must be present。
那你才有成功的机会。
Then we shall have a chance to be successful。
有时候，我们在做一个重大决定的时候，通常我们。不要说耶稣缺席，可能耶稣是考虑在第二或第三个这个顺位。
Usually, when we make a very major decision, Jesus is really the second or third most important factor.
因为我们考虑的因素，通常第一个都不是耶稣。
Usually, the foremost factor of consideration is not Jesus.
我们考虑是我们现在我们要什么。
What we consider is what we want right now.
我希望到什么样的一个程度
？Or what I wish to have.
我希望什么结果
what kind of results I want.
那从这样来去考虑，我要做什么事，怎么选择
？From these aspects, we make considerations.
可是通常我们第一个可能先不会想耶稣。
Usually the first thing we would not think about is Christ himself.
说起来这也是我们很大的损失。
This actually is to our loss.
耶稣要成为我们生命中的王。
Jesus is to be the king of our lives.
那样子我们人生才会有真正的成功。
This way, we can truly have success in this life.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 5.
Romans chapter 5, verse 17.
5章
十七节。
Chapter 5, verse 17.
若因一个人的过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？这段经文就这么说到。
This passage mentions this.
因为只因为亚当夏娃他们的一点一次的过犯错误的选择，让这个死就来做了王了。
Because of the mistake and sin of Adam and Eve, death has become the reigning.
那今天我们受神耶稣基督的恩典。
But today we have received the abundance of grace from Christ.
那更会因为耶稣基督一人让我们在这个生命中来作王。
So all the more we shall have Christ be the one to reign in our lives.
所以我们常说耶稣是我家之主。
That's why we often hear the saying that Jesus is the head of our household.
可能家家户户都会贴这个匾额。
This might be a banner that we put up in our house.
但是可能很多时候基督耶稣都是在家里当客人而已啦。
But a lot of times, we see that Jesus is only a guest in our house.
客人就是你会对他恭恭敬敬的。
A guest is someone that we would respect.
你会把他接待得好好的。
We would treat them very nicely.
但是客人不会参与你的家务事。
But a guest would not participate in your household affairs.
你更不可能让他来做决定。
You definitely would not let the guests make decisions for your house.
我们不要让耶稣来当客人。
We should not let Jesus be just guests.
那么你只是这样子对他恭恭敬敬。
And that we're only polite to him.
但是他完全没有决定的权利，你也不会去征询他。
That he would not have any say in our decisions, and we would not inquire of him.
碰到重要的事情的时候，
When we face important matters,
我们更会忽略了这件事。
We ignore this all the more.
来依靠耶稣。
To remember to rely on Jesus.
或者是说要坚持照着圣经的话的这种原则来去做。
Or to insist on the principles of the Bible in making our decisions.
很多时候我们会发现，当我们有这样的体验的时候，
A lot of times when we realize that we have such experiences.
就是说你在这个重大选择的时候，你顺从圣经的话去做。
In other words, when we have to make major decisions, we follow the word of the Bible in executing what we need to do.
你会发现，哎呀，糟了，怎么路越来越小啊？
You'll find that the path seem to be narrower and narrower.
怎么越来越不顺利？
Why is it that it seems to be more difficult?
我看圣经这个是这个参考就好了，不要这么迷信。
I think Bible should just serve as a reference. I should not really believe that deeply.
这个世界上是还是用世界方法来解决才对了。
The matters of this world should be addressed by the methods of this world.
不要傻傻的，这个那么笨笨的这个照圣经去做。
I should not be very ignorant in following the way of the Bible.
结果呢，你发现好像碰到更多的这个问题出来。
Then we'll realize that we face even more obstacles.
这种状况是有可能会出现。
This is a very possible scenario.
那但是你要知道，当你开始要走神的路的时候，
However, we must know that when we want to walk on the way of God,
你的路通常都更加是与众不同的啦。
Our path is different from others.
我们要来教会服侍神。
When we come to the church to serve God.
比如说像我在当学生的时候，我们每天晚上都在聚会，每天晚上到教会。但是在高中时候，我们同学每天都在补习，都完全不一样，对不对？
For example, when I was in school, we would have services at church every night, but my classmates would go to tutoring classes every night.
那自然你的成绩就比不上人家。
And of course, our results in the academics would not be as good.
你不要期待什么奇迹出现，让你这个从天上给你答案，你就考一百分。
We should not expect that the answers will be revealed to us from heaven and that we would score perfect all the time.
哎，但是教会没有青年，你又不出来做圣工，那怎么办呢？
But if the church does not have any youths to serve, then what shall we do?
只有尽量尽本分读书啦。
So all we can do is to do our best to study.
哎，但是你也许你的你毕高中毕业没有考到明星大学。
Maybe after high school, you did not make it into a very good university. Maybe your pursuit of academics is not as accomplishing as others. But you will see a path that is different from that of others. And this path is amazing.
不用去跟人家挤那个高速公路。
We do not need to crowd into the highway with all the others.
神会帮你安排一条路。
God will prepare this separate way.
在我自己的求学历程，我就有这种体验。
In my schooling, this is what I experienced.
当然，这是每一个时代都不一样的。
Of course, this will also change from time to time.
像现在现在的时代跟以前又不太一样。
For example, today's world is already different from back then.
台湾跟美国又不一样。
And Taiwan is also different from the U.S.
但是我自己体验，我就清楚感觉神都会帮我们预备。
But from my experience, I know that God prepares for us.
只要你不是懒惰的人，你有尽责任去做你该做的事情。
As long as we're not lazy and that we have already fulfill our duty to do whatever we can.
你会发现真的神会给你不一样的路。
We will find that God gives us a different way.
你只要让你的生命中耶稣不缺席的话。
As long as Jesus is present in our life.
你也许不是在眼前成功，但是你到最后一定会成功的。
Perhaps we may not be successful now, but we will be successful at the end.
因为耶稣他是全能的主。
For Jesus is the Lord of all.
他看得比我们更远。
What he sees is way beyond what we can ever perceive.
他的计划比我们更长。
His plans are longer and deeper than ours.
对每一个人，对不起，对每一个人都有不同的这种预备。
And he has a different thing prepared for each of us.
所以我们要在我们的生命中要时常要邀请耶稣出席。
So in our lives, we must invite Jesus often to be present with us.
这是成功的重要的最重要的一个原因素啦。
This is the most important factor of success.
在第二个成功要件就是玛利亚的代求啊。
The second most important factor is the plea of Mary.
我想这个她为她的朋友求。
I'm thinking that she was pleading for her friend.
她把这事当成是自己的事。
She treated the matter as that of her own.
所以她亲自告诉耶稣。
So she told Jesus.
我想这个代求真的是很重要。
I believe intercession is very important.
那我们弟兄姐妹之间彼此的帮助也是很重要。
And it is also important for us to help each other as brethren.
我们现在我们每一个人都需要依靠互相的这个。每个人都需要互相的依靠啊。
There is actually a need to rely and support each other.
因为我们每一个人都不能够单独的来成功。
Because it is impossible for us to be successful by ourselves.
在教会里面也是这样。
This is the same in the church.
那我们在同为基督耶稣的肢体。
When we become the body of Christ.
我们互相的来协，互相的帮忙。
We help each other out.
而且是互相依赖。
We also rely on each other.
让我们能够一同来成全基督的身体。
This is so that we can fulfill being the body of Christ.
再来第三个要件就是仆人听从耶稣的吩咐了。
The third factor is that the servants listen to the command of Jesus.
从头到尾，那个仆人都没有讲半句话。
The servant did not utter a word.
他没有质疑说，哎，你现在叫这个这个叫我拿水去做什么呢？
He did not question, why do you ask me to bring the water?
他也没有先跟那个管宴席说这个是水。
He did not tell the master of the feast that this is water.
他这圣经上只说，只有这个舀水的仆人用人知道，这是水变的酒。
The Bible says that only the servant who scooped the water out knew that it was water.
这个仆人经历了耶稣的大能啊。
This servant had witnessed the miracle of Jesus.
从头到尾都静静的。
He was quiet from the beginning to the end.
不该张扬的时候不要去多话。
When it wasn't time to proclaim, he did not speak an extra word.
你就顺服耶稣的交代就去做就对了。
He listened to the command of Jesus and did so.
我想很多时候在教会我们的圣工也是要这样。
I believe a lot of times this is how the holy work should be carried out.
我们更需要在一个共事里面我们共同来去完成它。
We need to actually execute based on consensus.
有同样的目标一起去完成它。
We have the same goal to accomplish.
有时候我们太多话反而是一种麻烦。
When we have too many opinions, it's actually quite difficult to work.
在以色列人他们在这个出埃及的这个200万人队伍里面，不乏这个每一个时代都不缺乏那个闲杂人。
Like the 2 million or so Israelites who left Egypt, there were many who actually had a lot to say.
从埃及时代就这样，到旷野时代又是这样。
From the time of leaving Egypt all the way until the time of the wilderness, that was the case.
进入迦南地还是一样。
Even after they enter into the land of Canaan, that was still the case.
这些闲杂人的闲话真的是坏了大事。
There were always those who had much to say, and what they said would cause a lot of damage.
我们需要在神面前安静。
We need to be quiet before God.
能够来这个顺服神来。安静地做事。
We need to be able to obey God and to do His work.
那在这个成功的要件是耶稣基督的同在。
The important factors of success is the abidance of Jesus.
那我们从这里面，我们也在思考第二个方面。
From this, we can actually look at another dimension.
这个迦拿婚宴可以说是一个很丰富的宴席啊。
The wedding banquet in Cana was actually a very, very, a very bountiful feast.
相对于这个他们遇到的这个状况，叫做酒用尽了。
In contrast to the fact that they ran out of wine,
酒用尽了就是人的尽头了。
And it signifies that we have come to the end of our life.
人是很有限的。
That we are limited.
我们时常都会遭遇到有酒用尽的时候。
We often encounter a situation where it's as if we ran out of wine.
我们的力量有它的尽头。
We also are limited in our strength.
我们的愿望也有它的尽头。
Our hope is also limited.
有时候常常到了走到尽头的时候。
When we reach these dead ends,
这时候怎么办？
Then what shall we do?
我们看到这里六口石缸代表神的丰盛。
We can see that the 6 water pots represents the abundance of God.
所以我们是非常幸福的人。
We are very blessed.
因为天上的神对我们是永远是用着一种很慷慨的心来赏赐我们。
Because the God of heaven is always very generous in blessing us.
有时候想想我们人其实我们能做的真的很少。
Sometimes when we think about it,We realize there's only so much we can do.
但是什么时候什么事情完成了，就这样完成了。
But when a matter is being done, it is done.
成功就成功了。
When it's successful, it is successful.
真的我们一点都没有什么夸口。
It's true that we can't really boast much.
就像保罗说的。
Just like what Paul said.
他夸的只有他的软弱跟他的不足啊。
What he can boast about his weakness is his weakness and in his sufficiency.
他是很诚实的人。
He was one who's very honest.
我们知道保罗他很有恩赐。
We know that Paul was very gifted.
我们可能觉得他在讲客套话。
Maybe we think that he was just being courteous.
其实他是很诚实的人。
But he was very honest.
他知道其实也许跟 跟一般人比较的话，他的确是比人家有多一点这种能力才能。
Comparing to others, he seemed to have a lot more gifts or skill.
但是保罗更清楚知道，他面对尽头的时候是那么无助，跟所有人都一样。
But he realized that when he reached those dead ends, he was also helpless like everyone else.
没有差别。
There was really no difference.
只是程度上的。 不一样而已。
It's just differences in levels.
但是结果是一样。
But the results are the same.
他遇到的尽头跟我们碰到尽头的那种想法，那种挫折是一样的。
The way he thinks and the way he feels when he reached dead ends is the same as everyone else.
但是他说他更喜欢夸口他的软弱。
But he said that he would like to boast even more of his weakness.
好像基督能力覆庇他。
So that the strength of Christ shall surround him. When we call to the Lord, we will find that this is how abundance comes upon us. In Psalm 84, verse 11, it says this.
Psalm 84, verse 11. Here,
the psalmist said,
神就像太阳一样,
that God is like a sun,
又像盾牌一样,
and a shield.
所以他要给我们的是全方位的恩典跟保护。
He will give us a grace and glory fully.
他说要赐下恩惠跟荣耀。
And he will give these grace and glory.
他说他没有留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人。
There is no good thing that he will withhold from those who walk uprightly.
神不会自私的。
God would not be selfish.
他也不会这个吝啬。
He would not be stingy.
他只是怕你的容量不够大，装不下而已。
Is afraid is that that we would not have enough water pots to receive him. Just like how the water pots are.
只是我们只遗憾这个只有六口而已，如果有十口，二十口不是更多吗？
What is regrettable is that there's only six. It would have been better if there were 10.
甚至100口，那不是更多吗？
Or even 100, then there would be even more blessing.
其实只是石缸的限制而已。
But that is really only about the limitation of the water pots.
神的恩典真的不会被限制。
The grace of God itself is not limited.
而且神他不会私自留下。
And God would not preserve any for himself only.
他愿意给我们更加的丰富。
He's all the more willing to give us abundance.
他迫不及待的要把
And he cannot wait to give us more grace.
只是我们还没有准备好。It's
just that we're not ready to receive yet.
有些人他还没有准备好，他还没有办法成为那个石缸。Some
people are not ready to be the water pots.
所以一个人会蒙福是他的条件到了。So
when a person is blessed, it's because the criteria are right.
他就会蒙神的赐福了。
When the time is right, then he will be blessed by God.
有些人是因为他信心有够大，他可以蒙神的祝福。
Some people are blessed because of their great faith.
这都是我们的条件。These
are all criteria on our part.
水要变酒不是我们要烦恼的问题。
The question whether the water turns into wine is not really for us to worry about.
这个酒是好酒还是 次等的酒也不是我们能做到的事情。Also,
whether the wine would be a good wine or inferior wine is not something that we can control.
我们的, 我们能做的，我们的条件只是那个石缸。
What we can do and what our criteria is the water pot itself.
我们只是在承接神的丰富而已啦。
We are simply accepting or receiving the abundance from God.
所以我们一个蒙福的人就是这样。
This is how it is for a person who is blessed.
那在这里酒就代表神丰富的赏赐。
Here, wine represents the abundant blessings from God.
也代表说借着这样的丰富来荣耀天上的神啊。
It also represents that this is the kind of abundance that brings glory to God.
哦，在箴言三章九节这么说到。
In Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 it says this.
我们看箴言第三章第九节。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9.
三章九节
Chapter 3 verse
9你要以财物和一切出手的土产尊荣神第十节
10
这样你的仓房必充满有余你的酒榨有新酒盈溢这段经文这么说到
This passage says this
人的成功和丰富
That the success and abundance of men
其实就是要荣耀天上的神
Are to bring glory to God
我们能用这些我们所得到的那么美好的结果来荣耀神。
If we can bring these wonderful things that we receive, to glorify God.
所以这个神迹它的结论就是说显出耶稣的荣耀。
And just like this miracle, the end result is to bring glory to God.
在我们人一生的路上
，in our walk of faith.
我们只是一个被动的一个器皿。
We are really just a passive vessel that is to be moved.
但是我们却能够来，因为里面有装的好酒而得到不同的价值。
But because of the wine that is put in us, we have a different value.
这个石缸也没有改变，还是那个石缸。
The water pots did not change.
但是里面是装好酒还是差的酒，就决定它的价值。
But the value of the water pots are determined by whether They contain good or bad wine.
所以当神赏赐我们有更丰富的恩典的时候
When God gives us a blessing,
我们更能够把一切归给荣耀归给天上的神
We can all the more give glory to Him.
这才是我们真正的价值
Then this is the true value.
才是我们真正人生的一种目的
This is the true goal of life.
我们人活着就是要荣耀神
We live to glorify God.
让我们的生命有神的形象。
Let us have the image of God.
再来第三个方面。
The third dimension.
这个迦拿的婚宴可以说是这个好酒成瓮底啊，就是渐至佳境的一个婚宴。
And this is a wedding where the wine was used wonderfully till the end.
一般的宴席都是先喝好酒，喝到没有了就喝不好的，就到最后。不想喝就走了哈。
Usually, in a wedding, they would serve the good wine at the beginning, and the inferior wine would be used later until the guests were dissatisfied with the wine.
就像世人追求的一切荣华，都是从这个这个亮丽闪耀荣耀面面渐渐走向暗淡，走向这个幻灭一样。
Just like the things that we pursue in this world.It's always about what is really glorifying, and then we actually take a step back and pursue the things that are less glory until the end when we don't pursue anything.
但是耶稣参与的婚宴完全是相反的。
But the feast that Jesus participated in is different.
他从不好的变到好。
It's from the bad that turned into good.
所以有耶稣参与我们的人生，我们有更好的发展。
When our lives have the participation of Jesus, then we have a better development.
我们的这个我们的人生路会越来越蒙神祝福。
Our lives will have more and more blessings from God.
我们的智慧会越来越增加增长。
Our wisdom will increase more and more.
我们的婚姻会越来越美满。
Our marriage will be more and more beautiful.
我们的孩子会越来越让我们得到安慰。
Our children will give us comfort more and more.
那我们对将来天上家乡的盼望会越来越真实。
And the hope that we have for the eternal home in the future would be more and more real.
这就是一种渐至佳境。
This is actually the process.
我想我们都期待这样的人生出现。
And this is something that we all wish to happen to us.
那就是能够时常在耶稣基督里面。
That we are able to be in Christ always.
让耶稣来改变我们。
And that Jesus can change us.
把那个没有很乏味、没有滋味的那个水变成最好的酒。
In order for the water that is the most blend to be turned into a very, very satisfying wine.
让我们的生命带有更多、越来越多的喜乐。
And this would bring have a joy to our lives.
传道书九章七节这么说到。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 7 it says.
我们看九章第七节。
Let's refer to chapter 9 verse 7.
九章第七节。
Chapter 9 verse 7.
你只管去欢欢喜喜吃你的饭，心中快乐喝你的酒，因为神已经悦纳你的作为。第八节
，eight，
你的衣服当时常洁白，你头上也不要缺少膏油。好，这段经文在讲到这个传道人他在观察日光之下的现象。
This passage talks about how the author observed what was under the sky.
他说：“人可以啊，高高兴兴的啊，来过他的人生。”
It says that men can live merrily.
他说：“心中快乐啊，喝他的酒。”
And to be a drinking wine with a merry heart.
当然，这里不是啊，鼓励我们要用喝酒当做快乐。
This is not to encourage us to drink wine in order to be merry.
但是在他们那个时代，是用这是代表一种喜乐的一种感受。
This is really just a representation of what they feel as being merry.
我想我们基督徒，我们的喜乐是超越这些。
I believe our joy as Christians surpass what is mentioned here.
他说在日光之下，人可以快快乐乐的来享受他所得到的。
It says that under the sun, we can enjoy what we have labored for.
但是他中间，他后面也说有一个很重要的原因。
But it's in it. It also explains there is a very important reason.
神已经悦纳你的作为了。
God has already accepted your works.
这句话真的很重要。
This is actually very important.
一个人他所做的都是神喜欢的事情。
If a person does everything that God likes,
那么他的人生就是快乐的。
Then his life will be a joyous one.
他可以享受他这个他所要享受的一切。
He can enjoy everything within his reach.
就像我们说的，他是真正一个非常自由的人。
Just like what we said, that this is a truly a free person.
只要我们知道我们所做的一切神都悦纳的时候。
When we know that everything we do are acceptable to God.
那么在这些事上，我们都可以放心，坦然无惧。
Then we would not have any fear in this world.
我们都可以快乐地享受我们所拥有的一切。
We would be able to enjoy everything we have joyously.
这就是一个与有神同在的人生。
This is a life with the abundance of God.
他能够在很多方面来看到神的祝福。
We can see the blessings of God in many regards.
这就是叫做好酒成瓮底的一种加一种美好的境界。
This is actually a situation or a status that we can look forward to achieving.
所以从这个婚宴里面，我们来看到我们的人生。
From this banquet, we can see our lives.
我们是不是追求一个成功的人生？
Are we pursuing a successful life?
耶稣是不是有参与我们的人生？
Is Jesus participating in our lives?
我们有没有来得到神丰富的祝福呢？
Are we receiving the abundant blessings from God?
那就是在于说，我们有没有那样的容量来承接神的祝福。
That depends on whether we have the space to receive such blessings from God.
我们人生有越来越渐至佳境吗？
Are we trying to improve?
那就是在于我们有没有得到神的喜悦。
It depends on whether we have we are pleasing to God.
当然针对这样的一个事迹啊，我们也有人会讨论说，那我们基督徒有关于喝酒的问题。
Toward this incident, we may talk about drinking as Christians.
啊，这个其实这些在我们以往的观念里面哈，这个我们会禁戒信徒哈，在酒的事上要谨慎。
In the past, we always have this concept that we need to teach our members to be very careful when it comes to wine.
因为酒并不是好东西。
Because wines are not good.
那有信徒说，那为什么耶稣要用水变酒给人家喝呢？
And some members ask, why would Jesus then turn water into wine?
那当你从整个圣经来去探讨的时候，
When we look at it from the entire Bible,
我们就知道我们要做自己的主人，这个是很重要的。
We then can see that it's very important for us to be our own master.
保罗说，凡事都可行，但是不都有益处。
Paul said that everything is permissible, but not everything is beneficial.
但凡事都可行，不一定都造就人。
Of course, that means that not everything is edifying.
所以这件事情，这件神迹显出神的耶稣基督的荣耀出来。
So that incident had proclaimed the glory of Jesus.
所以这个是重点。
That was really the key.
我们是否可以因为我们的饮酒来让基督显出他的荣耀来？
Are we able to really proclaim the glory of Jesus when we drink?
你这样想的话，就没有问题了。
When we think of it in such a way, then there would not be an issue.
所以在圣经中酒对酒的这种评价有不同的这种场合，在不同的状况下的一种叙述。
There are different descriptions in the Bible regarding a wine and its place.
他也有讲到，如果人会因酒错误的话，就没有智慧。
It says that when a man is going to commit mistakes because of his drinking desire, then that is actually not wise.
挪亚就是因为酒而错误。
And just like how Noah made a mistake because of drinking.
他是人类出方舟来做的第一件错误。
That was actually the first mistake that happened since the flood.
他没有做什么这个犯罪的事，但是却因为酒而错误。
He did not actually commit a sin, but he made a mistake because of drinking.
如果酒会让你错误的话，那他就不适合你呀。
If drinking can cause you to make mistakes, then it is not beneficial for you.
那如果我们今天被酒捆绑的话，就更不是自由的了。
If we are being bound by drinking, then we for sure would not be considered free.
在当然在这个华人的社会的里面都这个饮酒的文化是不一样的。
In the Chinese community, this concept about drinking is different.
大家都是敬酒干杯这样子。
Everyone talks about we need to cheers and drink.
而且呢，你没有干杯就表示不尊重他。
And if you don't cheers, then you actually are not respecting the other person.
在这样的文化里面，我们根本就不用去想，那都不要去喝就没事了。
In this kind of culture, we should just avoid it altogether.
因为你绝对不会无法全身而退的。
Because there is really no way for you to escape any other way.
那如果没有这些困扰的话，那都不是成为什么问题。
If we don't have this kind of difficulties, then there really wouldn't be an issue.
所以酒能不能让我们荣耀天上的神呢？
So the question is whether wine can really allow us to glorify God in heaven.
酒如果能够代表神给我们的祝福，
If wine can represent the blessings from God,
就像刚才传道书里面所说的，
Just like what is mentioned in the book of Ecclesiastes,
你所做的已经蒙神悦纳，
That everything we have done are accepted by God,
你高兴的吃饭喝酒，
And we joyously drink and eat,
那这意思就是你能够享用你在你劳碌所得的份。
What that means is that we're able to enjoy what we have labored.
那真的是人生的福气。
Then that is truly the blessings in life.
我们活在虚空时代里面已经很苦了，我们为什么不去找一些快乐呢？
We already live in a world of vanity. Why don't we want to look for something that can bring us merry heart?
只要是神悦纳的事情。
As long as it is acceptable to God.
那我们何不让自己更快乐一些？
Why would we not want to make ourselves more merry?
所以酒在旧约的圣经里面，它代表着是一种带来喜乐。
Wine in the Old Testament represents something that would bring a merry heart.
还有另一种意义就是这是 养生啊，对对身体有这种滋养的这种功效。
Another way to look at it is also would be able to help with the health of the heart.
能够让我们体质改变，能够强壮。
So that our body can change and we can be improved.
哎，所以这些都是 OK 的。
And these are all actually acceptable.
因为都是神所赏赐的。
Because it is given by God.
啊，但是我们如果能够做一个自由的人，能够来做。能够成为这个我们的愿啊，我们的这种欲望的主人的话，那一切都不是问题。
But if we can be a man in freedom and we would not be bound by our desire, then none of this is an issue.
相信很多事物都可以领受神更大的祝福。
We believe a lot of things and matters can receive even more greater blessings from God.
这是在讲到这个宴席时候，又要在后面来附注来说明的一些事。
And these are the things that need to be supplemented when we speak of this banquet in Cana.
因为这也是很多信徒会引用的一些，或者用来当做这种喝酒理由的一个原因。
This is because some members would use this as an excuse to drink.
那我们从这个当中呢来做以上的分享，愿主耶稣来祝福我们。
This serves as our mutual encouragement. May the Lord bless us.
同心默祷。
Let's pray in silence.